It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning, and let's check in with Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. How are you? I haven't talked to you in so long, Steve.
Good morning, Wendy. How are you doing? I'm doing well. Thank you.
I was just thinking of you because I have a rubberized bottle opener that has the BBB on it, and my last one that I have ripped. Do you still have that?
We still have it. I'll get you some.
All right. I need them. So school's out for summer. I was thinking back. My boys are 21 and 25, and I couldn't wait to ship them off to summer camp. But you have to be careful finding a reliable summer camp, don't you?
You do, Wendy. I think parents don't take the time necessary to do the background checks of those organizations. They just see the ad, and they click on it, or they sign people up because they have openings. You really need to check for accreditation. The American Camp Association is a great place, resource. That, you know, they have to meet 32 different standards for camping. So I think parents just don't do the time take the time necessary to do the backgrounds of these organizations, and they just assume because it's on the internet or somebody else has went there that people have done their homework in checking on them.
Speaking of the internet, and I mean, I honestly, getting back to the summer camp, word of mouth is probably the greatest way to find a reputable one. Ask your friends and neighbors where they have gone. But I was going to buy something on Facebook Marketplace, and there are a lot of scams out there. For instance, wasn't there something involving some motorcycles?
There was recently in Inglewood area, there was three reports of robberies and one person was shot. So I think people, you have to understand that when you're meeting somebody for the first time, you don't know anything about them or who they are or what their motives are. And most of all Chicago police stations do allow you to, you know, do a purchase there on their property. So you meet the person there in a public place. A lot of times people, for motorcycles, they were just going to a house and they go in the backyard and they were held up at gunpoint. And their money was stolen. I think you got to be very careful where you're going and meet somebody in public and try to find some information about them if at all possible. And if the price is too good to be true, that's usually the tip off, the rip off.
There we go. I've been waiting for that. Yeah, I wanted to buy a Chase Lounge, and there's this one guy that has one cheaper. But I'm like, okay, I don't know. I don't feel comfortable, and it's not like I can meet at a police station where he could bring the big old Chase Lounge, you know? So
yeah, that's difficult.
Another thing on Facebook too, Steve, is there are scams. They put up flyers and say that you can get on this housing choice voucher program. What is this all about?
Well, the Illinois Housing Development Authority just issued a warning that there's fake websites out there saying that they have this information, flyers posted on Facebook announcing an opening of a wait list for specific properties which are part of the Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher Program. Well, the scam, it really just encourages residents to, you know, provide information through a link, which is personal information, like sometimes your social security number and information they can use to steal your identity. So the IHDA says it's not them and to deal directly with them. So when you get a link or a message, it's best to go to the organization's website directly, no matter what they say. You need to do your due diligence. Nobody's going to call you up and offer you this free thing out of the blue. You just don't trust that person in their line, because our Better Business Bureau Scam Trackers has a lot of information from these people who have been scammed. And it's really just too good to be true, Wendy. And those are offers that you don't want to give some of your information that you never met, or just call you out of the blue. You just don't give your social security number out.
Yeah, I mean, come on. We have to know that by now. What about there's a driveway scam out there? They put the ass in asphalt? I mean, don't make an ass of yourself. Is that what this is?
Basically what it is, yeah, these asphalt scams are a perennial problem. They happen all the time, usually after a harsh winter, and they want to get your driveway fixed up. And you got people going door to door. They happen to be in the neighborhood, Wendy, and they got these great deals for you. And they may ask for cash to start the project, and they never show up. Or they give you shoddy work, and they just put this ceiling on it, makes it look like it's really good, and then the first rain comes, or it just disappears or runs off. So it's important to research companies and contractors before you hire them. And you never go with somebody who just walks up to your door, because you got to do your background check on them, and you got to get two or three bids. And a lot of times at the Better Business Bureau, we see that consumers just happen to go with the person that knocks at the door. They happen to be down the street. Well, they can be scammed just as much as anybody else.
So BBB.org is the place to go. Do your homework beforehand. And what about if people have a complaint? Can they file it at BBB.org?
Yeah, we want consumers to do it. A lot of times consumers don't file the complaints, and they let it write off to experience. And that's how these companies get away with it. So two things. Yes, file a complaint with us. But if you see a scam, report it to our scam tracker at BBB.org. And that information goes to our national database, international database, rather. And this information then is shared with the authorities to help put these companies out of business or individuals in jail. And a lot of times these people don't complain. And the squeaky wheel does get the oil, Wendy, and we see it time and time again.
I've been a squeaky wheel my whole life, Steve. Good to talk to you. Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, BBB. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Have a great day, Wendy.